Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The head coach of the University of Miami football program, Mark Richt, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Coach, we want to hear about that top secret scrimmage. First one coming out. We did see a couple of stats on a couple of different guys, but we'll get right into some of it. Offensive line, were you pleased with the starting five overall?
Yeah, definitely. The one unit's had a really good camp. Had a good scrimmage, a lot of big pockets, a lot of time to throw the ball. You know, we ran the ball pretty well with the one unit as well. You had Travis Homer and DJ Dallas working with that group, so that helps when you got good runners. But overall, we've been really pleased with those guys. The number two unit is going against the Garvins and the Joe Jacksons of the world, and Gerald Willis, and guys like that that are really putting pressure on him. And then you got that linebacking core and Jaquan Johnson coming up to fill the lanes, and so it's tougher sledding with the number two unit in general versus the number one defense. But that's what you want this time of year. And then when we go threes versus threes, it's a little bit of a comedy of errors. You got a lot of young kids still not sure of how to line up and run the right route and do the things you're supposed to do to have success. But the good news is they're getting an awful lot of repetitions. As I mentioned, we had the longest scrimmage I can ever remember coaching in as far as just number of plays, total plays. There's 150 plays run, about 45, 50 per group, and it was really good for them.
All right, first-team offense obviously out there. Malik Rozier, starting quarterback. How did he look? How did that first-team offense look? I know they were against the second-team defense, but how did they look?
They did a good job. Opening drive, went 75 yards for a touchdown. It was a 10-play drive. Had a couple third-down conversions to get there. Scoring in the red zone, that unit, overall, we were 7 out of 10. Scoring in the red zone and six touchdowns. So it's a pretty good day in that area. I think the number one unit is doing a good job. You got Amon Richards looking like Amon Richards, and Cager's doing a great job. And then we got a combination of Jeff Thomas, in the slot, maybe, Mike Harley sometimes. So, Brevin Jordan is getting most of the number one reps right now at the tight end position after Michael Irvin getting hurt.
Coach, I was going to ask you about Brevin Jordan and Will Mallory, who look like they're going to be playing a lot of football. By the way, I was told Will Mallory has made some ridiculous catches for you, too. Are they coming along as quickly as you thought they would, Coach?
Yeah, they are. They got a lot to learn. The position Brevin plays in particular is one that he'll play fullback sometimes. He'll play true tight end. He'll be flexed out. He's the one that has to really understand each play and where he needs to line up in each play because he changes formations for us. And he's got a lot to learn. Mallory does too, but not quite as much. And then they're just learning how to function as true tight ends and not just kids split out like a lot of them do in high school. So, the physical blocking part of it is a challenge for them. They're not as big and as strong as they're going to be one day. The good news is, as you know, Joe, some guys can just muscle people and some guys are athlete enough to get on a guy and really move their feet and stick to a block. So, they're that type of blocker right now rather than a big physical mauler. But they'll grow and get stronger in time.
All right, first-team defense. Shaq Quarterman, I saw the quote from you. He played big, had probably about six tackles. How did Shaq do? How did that linebacker group do? And Pinckney, did he play also? I think I read that he played.
Oh, yeah, he did. Pinckney and Shaq, those guys, are really, really good. They know all of our checks. They know the calls. They know what's coming. And you go against each other over and over and over. You can't really hide it from them. You know, if you're no-huddling and you're using code names and stuff like that, I mean, they know the codes. So you try to take them out every once in a while, but they're just really good at what they do. And then, you know, Jaquan Johnson, you know, is half the time he's playing in the box, being that, you know, they'll try to get, you know, an unblocked hat into the run game a lot, and he's the guy that gets that privilege to come up and smack people. So the other thing, too, is, you know, as we know, we throw a lot of those bubble screens and things like that, and, I mean, our guys just fly to the ball. I mean, it's just, well, the perfect look, the look that we think, hey, that's at least a five-yard gain, just rip it out there, and they're making hits at 2 yards, 3 yards, on plays that we've kind of used as bread and butter plays. So it has a lot to do with hustle, the angles they take, and just how sure of tacklers that they are right now.
Coach, I know another important position for you is a backup quarterback with Perry, Williams, and Weldon. Any one guy, I know we asked you coming out of spring and off-season, any one guy kind of stepping up to take that two position right now?
Yeah. Well, Cade Weldon has really had a great camp. From day one to the end, to the, you know, the scrimmage, probably graded out the best, probably had the most, you know, accurate throws, things of that nature. This particular scrimmage, I thought Nikosi really had a nice day. Cade, you know, had a solid day. Jaron, again, is he's the guy that's not quite sure what to do. He kind of gets his head on a swivel. Somebody flashes in front of him, and he throws it to him. You know, not every time. I mean, he's learning, but he does a lot of things you probably shouldn't do, but because he'll put it on the money, he'll get away with it sometimes. And, you know, sometimes he'll throw a ball that absolutely should be a pick or does get picked. So he's just still kind of up and down, learning what to do, but he's really talented and a lot of fun to coach. That group has really changed their mentality, in my opinion. They're a bunch of immature guys, in my view. And I think they've all turned the corner on learning what it really takes to be the leader of the team and what it takes to prepare. And I'm just seeing different, more mature guys, which makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah. So for you, this thing is still, Coach, wide open, saying all that it's, you're going to wait
to number two. And number two, it's still wide open. I would say that. I mean, there may come a time that in one game I got Weldon as the number two, and the next game I might have Kosi as number two.
Okay.
I've done that in the past. And just let guys play. And, you know, because of this redshirt rule, you could probably throw Jaron in there and let him play. And, he can play up to four games and still be redshirted. So, you know, you learn about guys when you throw them in the game.
Coach, what position, now that you've had a scrimmage and going through spring and offseason, what position are you still most concerned with that's still got to catch up to the rest of the team?
You know, I would say the interior defensive line, but they're coming along quickly. You know, Tito is doing well, our transfer from Illinois. You know, Jade Silvera is coming in doing well. Jordan Miller's doing well. Pat Bethel. I mean, these guys are still learning. John Ford has come a long way. So, you know, are they ready for full-grown men that will try to just maul you every down running the ball? I don't know for sure, but what I've seen so far, I'm not as concerned as I was when we started.
Anything to be concerned about injury-wise from the scrimmage? Anyone come out with anything you're worried about?
George Brown hurt his knee. I'm not sure, you know, how bad it is. One of our backup linemen, the transfer from LSU a couple years ago. So he's a concern as to, well, you know, we'll find out here pretty quick what he's going to be able to do or not. Really, everybody else is in pretty good shape. We've had a few dings here and there and guys that have had some things looked at to make sure we're not dealing with something more than a bone bruise or something like that. And most all the MRIs will come out real clean.
Coach, of those young, talented freshman receivers you have, any one guy kind of stepping up ahead of the rest? Or I know they've all had their moments. What have you seen?
Yeah, that's about it. You know, they're like I use the term, they're flashing. I mean, they'll make a great play, and then they'll have a missed assignment. You know, they're, and that's what we keep telling them. You are without a doubt talented enough to play and make plays, and you have made plays. But when in the next snap, you're not sure what to do, and the quarterback's sitting there getting ready to rip the ball to you, and you're running the wrong route, and then he gets sacked, and you get a fumble and all that kind of stuff. We just can't have that. So, you know, they're very willing blockers. They're really talented route runners when they know what to do, but a lot of it is still, you know, their heads are spinning. Right. But we installed more football by practice 7. Well, usually our first scrimmage is practice number 10. You know, so we jammed everything in 6 days and scrimmaged on the 7th. So I would think from this week to next week, there's not going to be a lot more installation, so things will start to settle down for them, and they'll be able to get those assignments.
Coach, I saw also after the scrimmage you talked about, this might be the longest scrimmage I've ever been involved in. I understand that. That's got to be a good thing for you because it has to be long like that because you're so deep on the team now. Are you almost shocked on how deep this team has gotten in 3 years?
Well, it feels good when you're in the stretch lines, the flex lines, and you see how long they are. And then you look at your depth chart and you see your number three units being every single one of them scholarships, every single one of them talented players that just got to develop. And, you know, in the past we'd go our ones versus twos, twos versus ones, you know, offense, defense. And then the threes, you might let them run six plays just to keep everybody happy and give the other guys a little bit of a rest. Now the threes are getting the exact same amount of reps as the one unit. So, you know, we had 4 8-play drives from the minus 25, minus 35, the 50, and the plus 40. Those 4 starting points. So, you know, that's a bunch of reps. And then we had another 8 plays on third downs, third medium, third and longs. And then we had a red zone drive. So those guys got every one of those reps. The threes did. Where in the past, they might have got 12 plays total. They got 45 plays just like everybody else. So that was huge for us. And it's a great blessing. And then you get your 1 and 2 units actually get a bigger rest when the threes are actually going to 8-play drive and doing it every single time you change a field position. So it's great for everybody.
Coach, thank you, man. Always nice having you on. We appreciate you spending some time. You got 2 more scrimmages, is that correct? 2 more before the LSU game?
The next scrimmage will be similar to this, except for a couple different situations, 1 minute or something like that. And then the third scrimmage is really a practice game against LSU. Try to simulate that as much as possible. So we'll be breaking into scout teams by then.
Nothing like breaking right into the big schedule, man. Not messing around. A little urgency out there, Coach. Thank you.
No doubt.
All right. Appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.